Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
It said if you go to Puerto Vallarta, you can book a gay whale watching trip. And I thought if people really want to see, if they really want to go on a gay whale watching trip, they should just log on to cliffandkendall.com.
Get ready for a heap and help and a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
I didn't think this day would ever come.
I didn't. You know, I was hoping that it never would.
Well, tell our listeners what we're talking about.
Okay.
Tell my listeners what you're talking about.
It really hit me when listening to the theme song. I thought, that's the last time that this theme song will ever play because you're going to have to rewrite it because this is my last episode as co-host of the show. And you're going to, you know, it never will be, I'll never hear that again. Isn't that depressing?
Yeah. I'm over here depressed.
It is depressing. But
I
thought long and hard.
This to us, Cliff? Why
I thought long and hard about it.
Which is what she said.
But, you know, the show, it does, as wonderful as it is, it doesn't really go along with my future career. I don't know if anybody knows, I'm obese man on campus.
You've outgrown the show.
I've outgrown the show. This show is not big enough for the two of us, literally. Ugh. The show, it doesn't really go along anymore with what I'm gonna do for real in life. And
for real.
Sadly, I think just the time.
Because what I do for real isn't for real anyway.
It's not really that real, Kendall. Let's be honest. But I just thought it was time to say goodbye.
Well, I'm incredibly mad and sad at the same time.
Yeah, well, I'm incredibly sad.
I'm a little bit at a loss for words right now. Out of 116 episodes, I've never been at a loss for words. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to you. You are dead to me.
Now, you know, it's not true. We will continue to be close friends, and I wish you and whoever comes on as your co-host
friends, I'll call y'all the time.
The best.
We'll touch. And, oh, Kendall, I'm busy this weekend. Oh, I can't talk. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing this. I can't.
Now, you know, that's not true. But now I want to hear.
Listeners, we'll be accepting applications for new co-hosts. Just go to Facebook or email. Email me at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. We'll have to change that email address.
You're going to have to change that. Co-host.
But email us and tell us why you think you should be my next co-host.
I was wondering. What are your criteria? What do you want people to send you on Facebook?
Their resume. With their,
how long they see themselves with the show.
Their broadcast experience. They must be willing to be with the show more than 116 episodes. And be willing to talk about how fat they are on a normal basis. Basically, I'm looking for a fat homosexual that is slightly balding and is and hates himself. That's what
I'm looking
for.
We don't come cheap. Now, I am hoping, I hope that the show, when it changes without me, I hope that it's more like the Mary Tyler Moore show when Rhoda left. It was still a really good show. Instead of when Dorothy left at the end of The Golden Girls and it changed to The Golden Palace and it's lost a little bit of the magic.
No, that's not going to be what this is going to be like at all. This is going to be this is going to be the moment that the show breaks out, and they're like, well, there was this little podcast on for years, and nobody really heard about it or knew about it, and they got this new co-host, and it blossomed, and it went through the roof. I can't even think of a TV equivalent that's done that. Not Joey.
I can't.
I'm very upset. very upset.
I'm very upset too. Now, Kendall, did we have, speaking of upset people,
Cliff. I'm going to miss those transitions. Speaking of fat, Kendall, yes, we had some people call in, and I think I think the word got out.
Did it leak?
I think it leaked. And
we wanted to keep it a secret to not be really upsetting.
Well, you wanted to keep it a secret, but I think it leaked, and here's what, I'm just playing the damn thing.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Charles, and I'm a conductor. I'm calling to say that I'm not big on checking things on the internet, but I do check every day. There's one website that I always go to. It's a sort of a gossip website about podcasts. It tells you the latest going-ons with Ira Glass and stuff like that there. And, well, I read a blind item the other day. An item about which fat, overweight, obese podcasters retiring and leaving a show. And I was such a frequent listener to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not real sure which one it is, but it did mention that it had a proclivity for Zac Efron's disco stick, which makes me lean more towards that it might be Cliff. And I just don't know what I'm going to do if he leaves the show. It's very upsetting to me, but if he leaves, I wish him all the best. And I wish Kendall the best, too, and I will try my best to keep tuning into the show with Kendall and whoever may take over for Cliff. So, I don't really know what to say, but God bless you both. Amen.
I don't really know what to say either. That's all I can think to say. We have another caller. Let's see who this is.
Okay. That was so sad.
Cliff and Kendall, this is Rayanne, your first lady co-host. And I just heard. I don't know why I'm just now finding this out, but I just heard. And I'm really devastated. I can't believe this. I wish I hadn't taken your burps for granted, Cliff. Was there something I could have done differently to make you change your mind to stay? I mean, I really, 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 I would do anything. I hate to think of you leaving Cliff and Kendall. What will happen? What will happen? Oh, I mean, Kendall, if you need a co-host or something, I'm still available. You know that, right? But I'm really, really sad. Okay, bye.
Well, I would use Rayanne for co-host because we would really turn it into the Howard Stern show. But but Rayanne is leaving the country, so how is she going to be my co-host?
Well, Kendall, speaking of things I'm going to miss, I have chosen my favorite segments to end my run on the show.
And we're doing things differently since it's your last episode.
Yeah. I want to trot it out early. I want to hear the last final stupid questions that you have to ask me.
All right. It's time for Kendall's stupid questions. Live them up, Cliff, because this will be the last time. Last time.
Okay. All right.
I'll pick some extra juicy, stupid ones for you.
Please. I want to amp everything up since it's the last time I'm going to be doing it, so.
All right. Well, you asked for it. Here we go.
Okay.
Of all the movie characters you have ever seen, which one do you believe is most like you?
Most like me?
Uh-huh.
I would have to say I am the most like...
Winnie the Pooh.
No. Oh.
John Goodman.
Oh,
Dom DeLuise. I'm sorry, I meant to let you answer that question.
I would say I am most like Carrie Bradshaw from the Sex and the City movie.
Okay, well, stupid answer for a stupid question. Cliff, what's your biggest pet peeve? Oh. Oh, all the swords are coming out for this episode.
Oh, my biggest pet peeve. I really hate when things go wrong with my car.
Okay.
I hate that may be what upsets me the most in life.
Okay, well, and finally, your last stupid question ever. You better have a good answer for this one. That's how you're going out.
Okay.
If you had to wear a button with a maximum of 6 words on it describing your outlook on life, what would that button say?
Now, Kendall, if you'd asked me this before my last episode, you know what it would have said. Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast.
I love our show, and I'm fat.
I love our... And I am fat! And I am
that's
fat.
That's 8 words, though.
That would be, yeah.
But now it's...
6 words.
I've left the show. Goodbye. Fat.
No, it would be something like, have fun... And
have fun.
Help others.
And
I don't even need
I'm
6
fat.
Words. Have fun and help others, stupid. That's what it would say.
And that's all for Kendall's stupid question. I can't believe
that was my last stupid question.
I just couldn't even enjoy saying Kendall's stupid question. I'm too sad. Now, I would like to take a moment away from this morning, as in spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, to say that I did run the L.A. Marathon last weekend.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that out there and let everybody know how great I was. I ran 26 miles and I haven't been able to move for the past 2 days.
Okay.
But luckily I sit my ass down in the podcasting booth and that's all I needed to do. But
that's
now back,
all you need to do.
But now back to the terriblenesses that is you leaving the show. Yeah. Okay.
I want to make it a sad goodbye. And the only way to do a real sad goodbye, Kendall, is to relive the happy times. The happy times that we've shared before. And so I have prepared a couple clip packages. That's right. I said a couple.
You? Clip packages? No.
And I would like right now, if we could listen to the first clip package and relive some of the good times. Let's think of the happy times, everybody.
That is a complete true fact. I found it on the census.
You know who I blame for that?
The Pope?
Yes!
How did I know?
If you are Catholic, if you're Mormon, you're spelling it wrong. You're a moron. And if you're Catholic, even though we have freedom of religion, wear a fucking condom. For God's sake, nobody needs 18 children. Our jokes are about sluts and assholes.
Uh-oh, tell me this one's not.
This one is about a guy that's an asshole. And okay. So it starts off like this, Kendall. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about telling you the middle of the joke first, but then I thought, no, I better start with the beginning.
Okay, good.
So this is the beginning of the joke. All right.
Anytime you're ready.
I just can't explain that this is the... Three, two, one. A woman had gained a few pounds, Kendall. Now, it was most noticeable to her when she squeezed into a pair of her old blue jeans. And now, wondering if the added weight was noticeable... Wondering if the added weight was noticeable to everyone else, she asked her husband, Honey, do these jeans make me look like the side of the house? No, dear, not at all, he replied. Our house isn't blue. What an asshole!
Yeah, I'm glad you started at the beginning of that one.
Yeah, Kendall, will you still be sending me a Valentine, a birthday greeting, and a bottle of wine when I'm 64?
Yes, I will. So will all the listeners out there.
Well, they better send me that because they sure as shit ain't sending us any mail.
I know. So screw you, listeners. No, I'm just kidding. We love you.
People are constantly coming up to me saying, Cliff, why don't you just go down on this big pussy? And I just say, well, I just would rather not. Is that okay? And they have eventually they come around. You know
on
what,
that
Kendall?
Note, listen, I think we'll be right back.
This pretty teacher, Kendall, was concerned with one of her 11-year-old students. And so she took him aside one day after class, and she asked him.
Oh, she asked him that. What did he reply?
Well, that was more of a rhetorical question.
Oh, I get it.
In front of me coming out of the preaching, and the preacher of course is standing at the end of the
keep it clean, Cliff, keep it clean. You're having an emergency. Belching emergency.
Sorry.
And if you don't stop, we're gonna have a time emergency. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, so I'm so glad.
Well, you're a huge anything.
And I'm just huge. Leave it at that.
Me too. I say that because I am the same way. Oftentimes people stop me in the street and they say, Uncle Dursley, Uncle Vernon, Uncle Vernon Dursley.
Great Merlin's beard, you're fat.
And I have to say, no, I'm just a sassy host of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. A magical podcast.
No, I think it only says it in the book. It's Demimsy Porpington.
That's right. That's right.
Right, of course.
All right, now what? I do remember that last name. I don't remember. I don't know that I would have ever connected it to Nearly Headless Nick.
No.
But
yeah.
What does? Did you hear that? I think that was a Death Eater. I think of all the sights that I gotta see and all the places we gotta play and all the things that I gotta be and come on, Kendall, what do you say? Some people sit on their butts. They got the dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people to be. But some people ain't me. Okay. Alright, so do you think you should take your bra
off? Yeah, bra on or off? What do you think, Kendall?
If you're feeling bra, take the bra off.
This show is going to new heights.
Ready?
Take this.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
Oh, both. Okay. Okay, so
there they are.
What is it, the weight?
They're heavy.
Okay, you can actually squeeze them. You don't have to just prod. Okay.
They are squeezy.
Yeah. Okay, now rub the contour of that.
Rub the contour.
Okay.
Rub the areola.
Well, yeah. Oh my god. Why are you so gay? But that feels so good! Okay, anyway, we need to know.
But sometimes
people have a hard time. You know, they think, I just hate everybody that I know. I just hate this and that. Yeah, what you can do, you should make a list of positive things. That is a death
eater. Why don't you be positive, Cliff? Why don't you be positive?
Did you hear that, Death Eater?
So it was with a great struggle the two gentlemen left old Lady Slopjaw several hours later.
Oh, I do believe I ate too many burritos.
Oh, how many did you have? I had somewhere upwards of 75.
Oh, I stopped counting when I reached 100. That do seem lucky, don't it? 100 burritos?
It do. They was hot, though, weren't they? I never did have to drink salsa to cool my tongue off before, but I sure did it there today.
Oh, excuse me. Must have been them 100 bean burritos.
Oh, I shouldn't order that extra side of jalapeno beans. Them's tearing me up in the insides.
My good Lord! Will my butthole ever close up again?
Oh, I do wonder. It feels like I got the wind and the willows flowing out of my insides.
Oh, sweet merciful heavens! Look down on your poor sad creatures, unable to help themselves.
Oh, yes, sweet Jesus. Shepherd of Judea, your creation is so sweet and tasty, I do believe we ate too much of it on this holy day.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not eat that much again.
He maketh me to run in still waters, to lie down in the valley of the shadow of beans, but I shall fear no taco. Hey, Cliff!
Hey!
It's time for one last, final, bad jokes.
Oh. Now, Kendall, I've tried to find jokes befitting my final episode.
Well, I've tried to find jokes befitting you.
Okay!
So why don't you go ahead and start us out, since it's your last episode.
All right. Now, Kendall, when Jane initially met Tarzan in the jungle, she was attracted to him. And during her questions about his life, she asked him how he had sex.
Ooh.
That's not what he said. He said, Tarzan not know sex. And Jane explained to him what sex was. And Tarzan said, oh, Tarzan use knot hole in trunk of tree. Horrified. She was horrified.
I am
Jane,
too.
Jane said, Tarzan, you have it all wrong, but I will show you how to do it properly. So she took off her clothing and lay down on the ground. Here, she said, pointing to her privates. You must put it in here. Tarzan removed his loincloth, showing Jane his considerable manhood. Ooh. Stepped closer to her and Kendall, he kicked her in the crotch.
Oh, stupid Tarzan.
Jane rolled around in agony for what seemed like an eternity. Eventually, she managed to gasp for air and screamed, what did you do that for? Tarzan replied, check for squirrel.
What an idiot Tarzan is. All right, Cliff. Well, this woman, she went to her doctor.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said that she wants to have an operation. Now, I think I might have told this before. It might be an oldie, but a goodie.
Okay. I hope it's a classic if you're bringing it back from our last episode.
Well, it's a good one. She goes to the doctor and says she wants an operation because her vagina lips are much too large.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, the doctor asked the doctor to keep the operation a secret as she is embarrassed and doesn't want anybody to find out. And the doctor agrees, so she wakes up after the operation and finds three roses carefully placed beside her bed.
And
she is outraged. And she immediately calls the doctor and says, I thought I told you not to tell anybody about my operation. And he said, don't worry, I didn't tell anybody. The first rose is from me because I felt bad you went through this all by yourself. And the second one's from my nurse. She assisted me with the operation, and she has had the operation done herself. Well, the woman said, well, who's the third rose from? And he says, oh, well, that's the rose from a guy upstairs in the burn unit. He wanted to thank you for his new ears.
Oh.
Big vajayjay lips.
Those were some huge vajayjay lips. Now, Kendall, a shipwreck.
Good to hear you with, my dear.
A shipwrecked onto a deserted island, and two guys and a girl survive. Now, since they don't have anything to do all day besides eating and sleeping, they just have sex.
Ooh.
And eventually, Kendall, the girl gets sick and dies.
Oh.
And the two men, they don't know what to do with themselves anymore, so they just keep having sex. And after a few days of sex, they start to feel guilty about what they've been doing. So they buried her.
No!
Oh, isn't that awful?
Sex with corpses, one of your favorite topics.
Little corpse sex there, leaving you with some corpse sex.
All right, Cliff, well, this young boy, about 8 years old.
Oh, well, I'm going to miss little Johnny.
I know you are. He was at the corner mom and pop grocery picking out a pretty good sized box of laundry detergent, and the grocery walks over, and he's trying to be friendly, and he asked little Johnny if he had a lot of laundry to do. And little Johnny, he said, oh no laundry. I'm gonna wash my dog.
What?
And the grocer, he says, but you shouldn't use this to wash your dog. It's powerful, and if you wash your dog in this, he might get sick, he might even die. But little Johnny, he was not to be stopped, and he carried the detergent to the counter and paid for it. And even then, the grocer still tried to talk him out of washing his dog with it. But so about a week later, he comes back in the store to buy some candy, and the grocer asked little Johnny how his dog was doing. And little Johnny said, oh, he died.
Oh!
I know, and the grocer tried not to be... Oof. Grocer did not say that. He, I told you so mood, you know, said that he was sorry for the dog, that he had died, but he tried to tell you, I tried to tell you not to use that detergent on your dog. And little Johnny said, well, I don't think it was the detergent that killed him. And the grocer said, oh, well, what was it then? He said, I think it was the spin cycle.
Oh.
So little Johnny, will anybody ever teach him, Cliff?
You'll have to email me if they do.
I will.
Now, Kendall, an elementary school teacher, a lawyer, a Catholic priest.
Oh, and a belch.
And three young boys are on a plane with only three parachutes. Kendall, The engines have exploded. The plane is going down.
Oh, no.
The teacher, he says, save the children. The lawyer yells, fuck the children. Oh. And the Catholic priest looks around and whispers, is there time?
Ooh. Take that, Pope.
Take it, Pope. Take that, Pope.
Take it one last time.
For the last time.
Well, Cliff, this middle-aged man, who is about 5 feet, 8 inches tall, walks into Walmart and asks where the pharmacy counter is.
5'8". I can't believe that.
So he's directed to it, and when he reaches the pharmacy counter, he asks to see the pharmacist. And the pharmacist, he comes out, and the man looking around a lot says very quietly, do you sell Viagra here? And the pharmacist answers, well, yes, sir, we certainly do. And the man says, well, do you think I could get it over the counter? And the pharmacist looks at him for a moment. He says, compared to his height of the counter, he says, well, perhaps if you took 5 or 6 pills, you might.
Oh.
Get it over the counter. Do you have any more jokes?
Oh, Kendall, I have one more.
All right, last one.
One last joke. One more for my baby and one more for the road.
Tell it to us.
Kendall, little Johnny.
Oh, little Johnny.
Fitting that the last one should be little Johnny, right?
Yep.
Little Johnny wakes up in the middle of the night and he walks into his parents' room and he sees them having sex.
Oh, the
And little will. Johnny is traumatized and he runs out of the room crying. You should go check on him. That's really going to be something you need to explain, said his mother. The father laughed it off with the traditional, he will get over it, and continued to chuckle about the whole situation. But after some additional prodding from the mom, the father agreed to go and talk to little Johnny, right? And so Kendall, as he is walking down the hallway to his son's room, he hears an empty thumping sound coming from the doorway.
Uh-oh.
Thump, thump, squish. Thump, thump. The father, he's very confused, and he slams the door open and sees his son You're not going to like this.
Oh, I'm not going to like it because I already told it. It's an oldie but a goodie.
He sees his son balls deep pounding the shit out of his grandmother's asshole. Just really going to town on it. And the father screams, "What the hell are you doing?" And little Johnny replies, "It's not so funny when it's your mom, is it?"
Oldie but a goodie. That's a classic.
It's a classic, Kendall. I looked it up. I had our interns look it up. That was the first little Johnny joke ever told.
Was it?
And I thought it only fitting that I tell it one last time.
Well, and you did it well. So let's take a break. Well. And we'll be back here in just a second, Cliff, okay?
Okay, I need to take a break.
I gotta take a break.
One last break.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Do you often say to yourself, "I've got all this stupid jewelry that my idiot relatives left to me, and I want it out of my face"? Well, if so, let me introduce you to CliffandKendallForGold.com. Just send us your jewelry, silverware, or other shiny metals in a self-sealing envelope. And in 6 to 8 weeks, you'll receive something worth more than gold. A compact disc filled with a randomly chosen episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You could receive Tea Party in the USA, Clean Week, or even Cliff and Kendall on a plane, just for sending us your old wedding ring, tennis bracelets, or teeth. Visit CliffandKendallForGold.com to find out details on how you can get started today.
And now, welcome back to our show.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Kendall, that was the last break I'm ever going to take.
Oh, yeah, I'm just so sad tonight.
You sound it.
So,
you're either sad or sleepy. I can't tell which.
I'm not sleepy. I'm sad. I've slept most of the day away. I'm not sleepy. Now, I put together a little song for you, Cliff, because you leaving is just such a sad thing that I thought, you know, we always do songs here on the show and rewrite the lyrics to whatever the situation may be, and I thought this was the perfect time to rewrite a song for you. So I wrote a song. And here it is. I'm a good boy, prude as I can be. I love Jesus and ice cream too. Cliff's a bad boy, says what he wants to, always tells the Pope what to take. It's a sad day when I hear that sad music, 'cause without him the show's not the same. Who will belch in my face, talk about loose sluts and the JJs too? And I'm ballin', yes, we're all ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're all ballin'. All our listeners are crying their eyes out. Little Johnny will never learn the proper ways. I will search for another co-host, but Cliff's so large, it's a big seat to fill. And we're ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're ballin'. Guess I'll go back to coasting with Kendall, with news from my paranoid mom. And what now will we do about Kathy? Guess she'll have to manage on her own, 'cause we're ballin', yes,
we're ballin', but we'll miss him and all of his belching, his humor, and his love for us all. Somehow we'll try to get through it, but who will save Christmas this year? 'Cause we're all ballin', yeah, we're all ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're all ballin'. Cliff, we'll miss you. All right, wasn't that wonderful, Cliff?
Well, Kendall, I'm feeling so many emotions about that. I can't even put them into words. So I just won't comment.
So I won't try.
Because if I were going to, I don't know where it would lead us. So, but Kendall, I want to thank you, first of all, for that song.
Well, you're welcome.
That was second of all. And third of all, Kendall, you don't know how many you have left. You don't know how many are left.
I think I got plenty left.
Third of all, Kendall, I've always said, my favorite part of the job
is helping people. I know, and your favorite segment is coming up.
My last segment.
Oh. You've got questions. We've got answers for the last time.
For the last time.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, you're going to have to change that segment title, Kendall.
I might have to lose it all together. All right, Cliff. I'll start us out this time.
All right.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I am newly single after a 30-year marriage. Would you please explain to me the protocol regarding intimacy? After how many dates is it appropriate to engage in intimacy? And afterwards, should the man call the woman or the woman call the man? How long should one wait before calling? I'm afraid if I call too soon, I'll appear needy, and if I wait too long, I'll appear to be a player. That's tentative Tom in Tampa. What do you think, Cliff?
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I think, first of all, don't worry about whether the man or the woman should call. Whoever wants to should call.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, intimacy. It's different this day and age. Just wherever, whatever you think, whenever
Everybody's
you feel the time is
days.
Right. Yeah, if you're already sexting one another, I think it's okay to go ahead and do it. I think just whenever you feel the time is right, no matter how early or long that takes, there's no recipe. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think after a 30-year marriage that you and this other person are probably mature enough to know when is appropriate.
Yeah.
So there you are, tentative Tom in Tampa.
Oh, tentative Tom. It was good answering your question as my next to last.
Let's hear
now
the last one.
For my last. Let me open it up here.
I pre-open all my dear questions.
I know. I like to open mine on the air.
My new co-host will open them prematurely as well.
No, don't. I'll have to write them a letter and seal it. And have, and have, tell them how to do the show. Dear
It'll
Cliff
be...
and Kendall. I'm just going to cut you off, whatever you're
going
to
say.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I am 26 years old and a single mother of a 4.5-year-old son.
No!
Because of special circumstances, my parents have asked me to move back home to help them out with their mortgage. Ooh. So, as the good daughter that I consider myself to be, I agreed. My parents are not that old. She wrote that. She wrote it. My parents
you gotta read
are not
it.
Both in their late 40s, but regardless what their age, they are my parents. What I'm getting to is that my sister and I hear them having bang sessions.
Whoa.
And we have been doing this since we were younger. Now, I know, Cliff and Kendall, that sex is good, natural, and that no matter what age you are, everyone is entitled to enjoy it. But these are my parents. What can I do? Is it okay if I tell my parents that we can hear them boning? Luckily, my son has not been awake to hear them, but what am I going to say to him the day that he is awake to hear them bone? To make matters worse, my grandmother is visiting. If we can hear my mother, I'm absolutely sure she can hear them too. I feel so embarrassed, Cliff and Kendall, for my mother, and I don't know if this is normal. Please help. Signed, Hearing Things in Hoboken.
Well, that's a doozy right there.
I wanted to pick a doozy. I picked out a doozy for my last Dear Cliff and Kendall. What do you think, Kendall? Tell it to me straight.
Well, first of all, I can't believe that they're making her move back in to help pay their mortgage. That's crazy.
But
help your parents like they help you. But I don't know. Sex is a natural thing, and I think that if it's bothering her, she should talk to them and say, "Hey, we can hear you having sex. Could you keep it down a little bit?" I don't think there's anything wrong with him having sex, but if it's bothering her, she should tell them to keep it down.
Yeah, I think that's a good way. I think you could say, you know, I was having trouble sleeping last night because
the wall was shaking.
Yeah, I kept hearing this noise come from your bedroom.
Thump, thump, squish. Thump, thump, squish.
Sounded kind of like when little Johnny was boning his grandma to spite his dad. Sounded like that.
Gross.
It sounded like that, Kendall, and that's, oh my God, that's the last person I'll ever be able to help.
Oh no! Well, you'll help many people along your journey in life, Cliff. Just not on the air.
Not on the air.
So now you have another clip package, right?
I do, Kendall. There are so many of my favorite moments that I want to relive one last time. I couldn't fit them all in that first 10 minutes. So,
well, let's hear them in the next 10 minutes.
Here are some more of my favorite moments of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're bringing Sassy back.
Yeah.
Them other hosts don't know how to act.
Yeah.
You know we're really special and we're fat.
Yeah.
We're Cliff and Kendall, you ain't smoking crack.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Coast to coast.
Uh-huh.
We're so much better than them other hosts.
Uh-huh.
We bring humanity to your ear.
Uh-huh.
Our show is gonna run 10,000. I think that's Sebastian's blood. What's left of his body is lying right over there.
Oh no! This can't be happening!
It was so dreamy! This is a nightmare. It'll take forever to post another ad for an assistant on Craigslist.
Did you hear that?
What?
Listen.
I don't think it was...
I am Hillbilly Willie. I have come to reclaim my pigs.
We're not your pigs, we're just fat.
We have a food addiction. It's especially hard to stop snacking late at night.
Your last snack was your last. Prepare to die.
Why did you kill Sebastian? He didn't look like a pig.
He offered himself as a sacrifice to me. He was a devout Satanist.
Cliff, how could you not know that?
I guess I should have realized when he said his favorite book was the Devil Bible. But I was lost in his eyes.
Oh, it won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage.
Oh, that's okay, because I'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
You will. Party, party, give me your answer true.
Oh, I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
Oh, and the best part was when she woke up from the dream and she had his hat. And you said, oh, she smuggled it out in her vajayjay.
I am assured that in the Nightmare on Elm Street, the only way to get anything in or out of a dream is to stick it up your vajayjay and smuggle it in or out.
Those without a vajayjay, beware. Freddy's got your number.
I won't tell you where you can stick it if you don't got a vajayjay.
Running after the finish line.
We'll get there in plenty of time.
Chasing our dreams, it may be hard as it seems.
But I think we'll make it through, as long as it's me and you.
Tell Mrs. Butterbutterbutterturn she didn't leave the thing on the stool like she said. Ask where else she could have left it.
Kendall, how is your phone working from the past? Is it like how you can only smuggle something out of a Freddy Krueger nightmare in your vajayjay? Are you calling me from inside your man JJ?
I think the high altitude has gotten to you. Could you just ask her?
Mrs. Butterbutterbutterturn, Kendall's ghost is wondering if you could have left the thing somewhere else.
Oh, let's see. Well, I think it's in the... Wait. I've got it ready in my purse!
Kendall, you're not gonna believe this.
It was in her purse the whole time?
You got it, dude.
Okay, just tell Elfie to bring me back.
Okay, Elfie.
Wait! Ask him if calories eaten in the past still make you fatter when you come back to the future.
Elfie, Kendall was wondering.
I heard him. Your phone volume's pretty loud, you know. Tell Kendall this is the perfect time for research on that subject. He should eat as much as he can, and we'll do a test when he gets back.
All this science is just fascinating!
Kendall, did you hear Elfie?
It's tartar!
Elfie, I don't suppose there's any way you could send me back in time so I could have a Christmas binge too, is there?
Of course! That's what science is all about, Cliff.
Hooray, a Christmas miracle!
It seems I remember now.
Tell it like it is, Kendall.
I saw frequent guest star Alan kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. He didn't hear me creep down the stairs to have a peek. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Then we saw Alan tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
What a laugh it would have been
if his living girlfriend had only seen Alan kissing Santa Claus last night.
I think he slipped him the tongue.
Laughing would have been.
And we would have laughed, trust me, if she had only seen Alan kissing Santa Claus last night. Oh, scandal.
Audience members can't take this being so, like, right in front of us. Like, the people in the front row, they're going to have to wear, like on Gallagher, they have to wear the plastic sheets.
It's like they're at Gallagher. You may get watermelon smashed in your face.
Oh, Cliff. Oh, Jesus.
Cliff is always eating them good old fiber bars, and he's always looking at pictures of naked stars.
Well, Kendall, I got it coming. I know that sass ain't free.
Well, Cliff, don't be so crude. You know it tortures me.
The first woman to fly a plane across, or as I wrote down, to fly a plane across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928.
Was it old Amelia Earhart?
No, stupid!
No, who was it?
It was Charles Lindbergh. Now, Amelia Earhart was a passenger in that
flight. Did you not just ask me? Okay, I might be deaf. Did you not just ask me who the first woman was?
Yes.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yeah.
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Mrs. Charles Lindbergh.
There's a different Charles Lindbergh.
The other hobo said, "That's pretty good, but I think I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I was walking down these very tracks 2 weeks ago, and just up ahead was a gorgeous naked woman tied to the tracks. I untied her and I took her up there in the trees and I had sex with her for 2 full days. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, said the other tramp. You are the luckiest guy. Did you get a blowjob too? Well, said the other tramp, no, I never found her head.
Oh.
And that's the filthy one. That's for you and for the Pope. Put that in McCain's dead mama's grave and smoke it.
Somewhere deep in Rome, there sits a man in a big white dress. He's a real jerk. Some might call him a real douchebag.
Take that, Pope, you big old bitch.
You think you're a turd?
A kind of an asshole. You're up on your throne. We just think you should shut up and take it.
Okay, well, I'm going to retell my favorite joke from the year.
Okay. Right. Oh, my God.
So, there's a boy and his father are sitting around, and the father decides, okay, son, we're going to have a frank sex talk. And so, he says, son, do you have any questions about sex that you want to ask me? And the son says, yes, I do. What does a woman's vajayjay look like? And the son says, well, have you ever seen a beautiful rose just as it's about to open and the beauty that's held within? He said, yes, how interesting. And he said, what does a woman's vajayjay look like right after the act of love? And the father says, have you ever seen a bulldog eating mayonnaise? What a year!
May there always be someone who loves you. May there always be work for your hands. May you always be dealt with kindness as you travel throughout these lands. May there always be food on your table, and always a friend you can hold. May your body always be able, and your spirit always be bold.
Oh, Cliff, those were so sad hearing all those wonderful moments that we've had on the show.
I know, you're going to have to, when there's a retrospective years from now of all the different co-hosts you've had, you'll have to include some of those moments.
How am I going to go on without you on the show? Oh, there. You've answered the question for me. Thank you.
Like that. You're going to go on like that, Kendall. Now, Kendall, you wrote and prepared that song for me.
Uh-huh.
And so while we were listening to that clip package, I wrote and recorded a song that I feel expresses a lot of my feelings about how we've done the show over
It's only fitting on your last episode that you sing a song as well.
Two plus years. Oh, yeah. It's only fitting. You're lucky that you whittled me down to one song. So, basically. Let's think of it that way. So, here we go, Kendall. This one is for you. And now my end is near, and I must hear my last sad music. Listeners, I'll say it clear, I'll sing my case with my perfect pitch. We've done a show that's great, been sassy each and every which way. And Kendall, you would agree, we did it my way. Bad shows, we've had a few, but then again, to
to mention. We did what I said to do, and yes, that was always our redemption. I chose each filthy joke, each little bulldog eating mayonnaise, and more, much more than this. We did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when we ate more than we could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, we ate it up and swallowed it down. Aimed for the stars, ate fiber bars, and did it my way. I've joked, I've laughed and belched, and I admit, done my share of boozing. And now, as your teardrops fall, I find it all so amusing to think that I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh yes, it was all me, I did it What is Kendall? What has he got? If not for me, then he has not. I brought the sass to the show, walked him through each episode with each mouse click and Zac Efron's disco stick. I did it my way. Oh, it's time for this big old boy to branch out all by himself. God bless you, Kendall, and your new co-host, whomever they may be. But as for Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast, I did it my way.
Oh, Cliff, you did do it your way. That's for sure.
At every show, 117 shows.
And that's also what she said.
We did them my way.
Well, we did them your way. From now on, I'm going to be doing them my way.
Oh.
That's the other requirement for whoever's coming on the show. They have to be willing to do the shows that I want to do.
They like have no creative control.
Like the long-anticipated show I've been wanting to do, What's Out There in the Galaxy That You Won't Let Me Do.
What's...
I'm just kidding.
What's out there in the galaxy?
I know, I was just making up something stupid.
We'll never do that one, Kendall.
Won't you miss me saying stupid shit like that?
I will, Kendall. Whenever I'm walking down the street and I hear someone say something really stupid,
I'll think,
Kendall.
Kendall. Oh, thanks so much, Cliff.
And you know what it'll do?
Make you sad?
It'll make me so sad.
Well, so will the sad music. It's your final show is coming to an end, Cliff, and it's
I really can't believe it.
I really am at a loss for words.
If people have thought that this episode sounded awkward, it's just because we don't know We're no good at goodbyes, everybody.
Well, it's hard to say goodbye to somebody I've done 117 shows with.
It is hard. It is hard for me to say goodbye.
It's so hard to say goodbye
to the Cosby Show.
To a big fatso. But now, if our listeners want to check out the last remaining few things online about Cliff and Kendall, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. You can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, and be sure to post your resumes online for the new co-host position.
And you'll probably want to go onto the cliffandkendall.com website and order some merchandise, because it's about to become a collector's item.
Now, Cliff, do you have a quote?
I have a few.
Oh.
Since it is my last episode, Kendall, I only have this one last chance to share my quotes.
Okay, well, do you want to tell me one and then me tell one, or what? How you want to do it?
Okay.
It's your show.
Yeah.
Your last episode. Okay,
the first one, that's right. We're going to do it my way.
As usual.
Kendall, my first quote is called this. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And that was by Dr. Seuss.
I do like that quote.
I do too.
My quote is called that. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. And Cliff, everyone that's come to us has left happier because you've been on the show. And that was Mother Teresa.
That is beautiful. And I think that is a good, if you could fit that in 6 words on a button, I think that would be a good one. All right. Sweet is the memory of distant friends. Like the mellow rays of the departing sun, it falls tenderly yet sadly on the heart. And that was said by Washington Irving.
Oh, and it's so, falling tenderly on my heart right now.
I know. And Kendall, my last quote.
Oh.
The last quote I will ever share.
Ever.
Ever on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is this. Remember me and smile, for it's better to forget than to remember me and cry. And Kendall, that one's for you, because it was said by an unknown author.
I'm already crying just hearing that.
I know, Kendall. Well,
Cliff, why don't you take us home down that lonesome road that one last time?
Oh, my. I did not anticipate this. Okay. Take me home. And I'm really going home. Goodbye roads to a place where I don't have a show. Cliff and Kendall, not together anymore. Take me home, coast to coast. For the last time, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We love you, and I will always love you, no matter what.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time.
No, they won't.
Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, 3, 2, 1...
April Fools!
We had you going there for a minute, didn't we?
Well, you know better than Cliff leaving the show. It would be a 6-month exodus. We'll see you next week, listeners.
We'll see. We will never leave you. Either of us. Nothing but death will keep us from bringing you this show every week.